Good day and welcome to What's Happening MoCo, a podcast from your award-winning government television station, County Cable Montgomery. Now, here's your host, Derek Kenny.
Today we are talking business, big business, biotech business. Is Montgomery County still the economic engine that fuels Maryland? And by the way, what is biotech? What's a serial entrepreneur? Today, we have Senior Vice President of the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, Brad Stewart. Brad, welcome to What's Happening MoCo. Tell us about, let's answer one of those questions right away. What's a serial entrepreneur? And kind of tell us about your journey to becoming Senior Vice President for the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation.
Well, thanks, Derek, and thank you for having me here today. So part of my role with Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation is to help grow the economy here. So you talked about Maryland or Montgomery County being Maryland's economic engine. It really is. Just Montgomery County makes up more than a quarter of the entire economy of the state of Maryland. So it's a really critical part of our state. And as it turns out, one of the most critical industries we have here in Montgomery County is the life sciences industry. So biotechnology is really an incredible opportunity for us here in Montgomery County. I ended up here. This is my whole career. I've spent over 30 years working in the biotech industry, and the last 27 of years of those have been right here in Montgomery County. And my passion has really been, how do we help this biotech economy grow here? How do we help there to be more companies, more people employed in it, more life-saving treatments and medications for people around the world coming right here from Montgomery County? And it's that passion which led me to Montgomery County Economic Development. It's just really, how can I help expand the network of companies here and help more of them want to be here?
Wow.
The serial entrepreneur part that you asked me about is part of that. The journey that led me here is I was working for a small Italian privately owned company whose U.S. headquarters was here in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And they moved me here in 1997 to build a marketing and business development function for them. And since then, I've just been here, typically running companies, starting companies, and most of them have been typically commercial in nature and typically global in nature.
Wow, that's important. As we have a lot of smaller businesses and micro businesses in Maryland, it's good to hear and from someone that has been in the trenches and has come through and whose job now is to empower businesses to be successful in Montgomery County, Maryland. And as we're talking about biotech business, let's take a step back and see, what does that actually mean? What is a biotech business? What is their function?
That's a great question. It means a lot of different things, but I'll try and make it as simple as I can. We talk sometimes about the life sciences industry, which is a broader term that talks about anything that helps to improve human health, whether it's a diagnostic test or a drug or a device. The biotech industry specifically are when you're making large molecules or proteins that help to treat diseases or to heal people. So most people typically think of what we call small molecules. There are things like Advil you might take when you have a headache. You take a pill and you swallow it. The ones that we generally talk about here in Maryland and Montgomery County are biologic drugs.
Oh, wow.
They're very large drugs. They're proteins which your body might otherwise make or might not be able to make.
Mm-hmm.
And they're manufactured in cells. So you see people here in the biotech industry who use living cells to manufacture these proteins that then are purified to use to treat you for a disease.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing. It sounded, when I asked the question, I thought the answer would have been so elementary, but it sounds as complex as what's actually happening when you described it. And speaking of biotech and the innovative solutions using life sciences, let's take a step back and talk about the elephant that was in the room, every room of America for several years. How did the biotech industry in Montgomery County respond to COVID?
Incredibly well. It's an amazing time in our history, both in a good and a bad way. We all remember, you know, the horrifying condition of not knowing what was going on and this global pandemic and being locked down to try and protect ourselves. But the life sciences industry and biotechnology is really what helped to change that. So two of the three companies that are best known for the vaccines that helped to prevent COVID and reduce the spread of it are located here in Montgomery County. So Novavax, who recently had a vaccine approved, has been headquartered here in Gaithersburg since they began about 25 years ago.
Wonderful.
The other one, the Pfizer vaccine, the partner they have, BioNTech, actually has facilities here in Montgomery County right on Watkins Mill Road. So they use a completely different type of technology to basically teach your body how to make antibodies to protect you from COVID.
Wow. So let's talk about the transition from being a biotech entrepreneur to becoming a person that supports businesses, all types of businesses, but of course, biotech businesses in Montgomery County through the Economic Development Corporation.
Yeah, I think the consistency there is advocacy. So for me, I think as we all journey through our sort of personal lives and get better at our careers, we have a little bit more bandwidth to think about how we can give back and and help to sort of leverage that experience. So almost 20 years ago, I became involved with the Maryland Tech Council, which represents all the life sciences and technology companies in the state of Maryland. I currently chair that organization. They represent about 789 companies and tens of thousands of the employees that they have in the state of Maryland. And so for me, it was really, you know, how can I help this industry continue to grow? How can I help another company want to be here? Or how can I help a company that's here to grow? Because it's really at scale that people have more opportunities, whether it's opportunities to work, to live a better life, to grow their careers, or to help save someone else's life around the world.
Oh, all right. So the Economic Development Corporation, MCEDC, represents a few strategic industries in our county, ranging from hospitality, of course, biotech, and cybersecurity. One industry in particular is thriving, and we've mentioned it before, biotech and life sciences. Why do you think that it thrives here in Montgomery County, Maryland?
Talent. I think it all comes down to talent. The biotechnology industry is incredibly complex, sort of as we talked about a little bit before. The skill set and knowledge that people have is incredibly complex. And so you have to have a nexus of people with the skills necessary to work in those companies. Part of that, it helps, obviously, where we are the leading place in the world for the life sciences industry. We have the National Institutes of Health here, which is the largest researcher of healthcare in the world. We have the Food and Drug Administration here, which is the largest regulator of healthcare in the world. Mm-hmm. And in Baltimore County, we have the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is the single largest payer for healthcare in the entire world. Their budget alone is more than the budget of any other country's budget for healthcare. And so there's a lot of talent that's here because of that, and that's helped to for companies to start to want to be here and to grow here. Mm-hmm. And over time, it really helps to create a snowball effect where another company wants to be here and another company wants to be here. Yeah.
So location, 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 right? So you want to be where the talent is, you want to be where the action's taking place and where the resources are, and that's Montgomery County, Maryland.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, speaking of wanting to be here, how about wanting to grow here? There's some good news about a large company becoming even larger in terms of its footprint in Montgomery County. Let's talk about that. AstraZeneca is making a major move.
Yeah, we're incredibly excited. They're a wonderful organization. So AstraZeneca is one of the largest biotech firms in the entire world. And most people don't realize what a massive footprint they have here in Maryland already. So in Gaithersburg, they have over 4,000 employees today. And then in Frederick County, they have a large biologics manufacturing plant where they have close to 1,000 people there manufacturing the drugs that we talked about before. So this is an important place for them. But I think, you know, one of the important things to realize is that our life sciences companies operate on a global footprint. They have facilities all around the world and are serving the entire world from wherever they are.
Oh, wow.
So fortunately for us, AstraZeneca has decided to build a new manufacturing facility here in Rockville, Maryland. And we're incredibly excited about that. It's really it will be a state of the world facility where they'll be manufacturing they'll be able to take the cells from your body when you have cancer and modify those cells to attack the cancer and kill it.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to be doing that right here in Rockville.
That sounds like sci-fi. It's like science fiction happening in real life.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, if you could imagine having prostate cancer or something like that, and someone saying, well, I'm going to take your blood and take those white cells in there which fight disease. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ship them to Rockville, Maryland, and someone's going to put a new gene in there which tells your cells to go and attack that cancer, that's exactly what they're going to be doing there.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing. And also there's United Therapeutics.
United Therapeutics is an amazing organization. Martine Rothblatt, their CEO, her daughter had a very uncommon disorder that affected her lungs.
Oh, wow.
Basically her ability to breathe and those sorts of things. It's a disease called pulmonary arterial hypertension, or PAH. Mm-hmm. So Martine started that company, I want to say out of passion, but I think it's much more than that. It was out of the desire to see her daughter live. Mm. And we did all the work and research to try and find potential treatments for this disease. There is no cure. There just simply are treatments which make you die farther from today than you would otherwise. And so that project started as, I have to save my daughter's life, and turned into an incredible company right here in Silver Spring, Maryland. She found a drug that someone had in development to potentially treat the disease, started the company, raised the money, did the work to get the drug approved, built this incredible company around it. And it just keeps expanding. As I said before, this disease, there is no cure. You just simply continue, you help people be able to live a longer life. Right now, they're actually looking for potential cures. So they have treatments that are available. They're even going so far now as, so this affects your lungs, where eventually your lungs stop functioning.
No, okay.
And so they're actually just announced plans a few weeks ago to build a facility where they hope to one day be able to manufacture new lungs for you.
Oh, goodness. lungs?
Yeah, where they could take, this again, the cells from your body, and manufacture a lung out of that by using 3D printing.
That is incredible. That is incredible. And what's also incredible is the impact that these two large entities that are growing larger in Montgomery County, Maryland, the impact it may have on the county. What do you see as the impact that even these two moves by these large businesses will make for the county?
I think it does a lot of things. One, from a macroeconomic perspective, it gives even more companies reason to want to be here. As you mentioned before, it's this sort of nexus of talent and resources and skills that really help people make those decisions about where in the world they want to invest money. So in the case of AstraZeneca, the facility we're talking about, they're going to invest $300 million into our economy to build that facility. So that's one. It's important there because you know, each of these peers helps to give another person a reason to want to be surrounded by that talent and by those entrepreneurs and skill sets like that. The other is fundamentally these jobs are life changing. Not only are you doing work every day where you may save someone's life, your job may be to basically reprogram someone's cell to save them from dying from cancer or to manufacture a lung for them. Mm-hmm. But the other thing, they're economically incredible job opportunities for people. So not only might you be doing something that's life-saving, your job might be life-changing.
Oh, wow.
We know here in Maryland that the average salary in the state of Maryland's about $69,000 a year.
Ooh.
And yet for the life sciences industry, the average salary is almost $130,000 a year.
Okay. So special note for college students out there, come back home to Montgomery County, Maryland. Bring your talents, earn good money, live your best life in Montgomery County, Maryland.
And save a life.
Most importantly, save a life, extend a life. Now, you have other assets, I think. We've talked about some of the bigger businesses here, but your experience and your journey brings value to those smaller businesses. And Montgomery County has smaller businesses, it has micro businesses. What are some of the tips that you would have for a person that's going to start their first business, or their second business after the first business may not have worked out as they seemed to have worked out? And what resources are out there for businesses from MCEDC?
Yeah. I think the first piece of advice is realize it's a big journey and a big step.
Mm-hmm.
And businesses usually are fairly complex, not only from just the simple things you think about, legal and accounting and everything else, but where's my first customer? Where's my first investor? Right. All those, how do I collect money? Those sorts of things. So the county has a great system to try and support entrepreneurs across that entire journey. So for us, as you mentioned before, we focus on the county's strategic industries, mm-hmm. which are life sciences, hospitality, real estate, technology, cybersecurity. And so for us, those are places where we hope that we can connect people with resources in the community, or to be able to help them ourselves. Or in the case of life sciences, these are usually businesses that need very large amounts of capital to fund their development. And then we have partners throughout the community. The Montgomery County itself has a group called the Montgomery County Business Center.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're an incredible resource of people who will help connect businesses either through funding, grants, or even help them work through the process of getting licensed. So let's think if you're a restaurant, let's say, and you've got to figure out how do I get a business license or a permit from Health and Human Services to open. So our Montgomery County Business Center does a great job of partnering with them.
Incredible, incredible. Now give us your elevated speech for internationally. We're going to get this this interview out there electronically so that people, of course, from Montgomery County can benefit from it. But say, for instance, there's someone listening from Korea, Germany, Italy, different places that may want to establish a biotech business or a large-scale business in the county, and they want to know what's the first step, who to talk to, how do we get this done? What would you say? What's your 5-minute spiel for those organizations?
Yeah, I think for us, the first step is to contact us. So we have an email address, connect@thinkmoco.com. And then internally, we'll connect you to an expert who can really help you with that journey. The second thing I would tell them is why. Why is Montgomery County important and why is it important to them? Fundamentally, Montgomery County is one of the most unique places on earth. So if you look at it, 40% of our population here is not from the U.S. They come from somewhere else around the world. And because of the types of places we have here, like the National Institutes of Health and other like that, it's incredible that no matter where you're from in the world, you're going to find someone here that's part of your community. You're going to be able to find someone who speaks the same language you do, who grew up in the same culture you did, who enjoys the same type of foods that you do, sports or whatever it may be. And so from that perspective, we all either know or can imagine how difficult that is to leave your home country and then go somewhere else where you may not speak the language or don't know your way around or understand the traffic or anything else. And yet here you have that community to come to. And so that's what's amazing for us. It's really unique because we're on the East Coast of the U.S. and I've spent a lot of time working in global organizations. I thought at first, quite honestly, that we would have more European businesses here just because it's a much shorter flight and the time zones are easier to manage. The reality is it's actually not true. We have about an equal amount of businesses from Europe and Africa as we do from Asia. And part of that is just the proximity to some of the most important resources in the world, right? The federal government is here. Mm-hmm. We have so many federal agencies and federal labs right here in Montgomery County that it's just an incredible place to be.
All right. Now, if people want more information about MCDC or about yourself, is there a URL that they can visit, a website?
Yep. So our website is thinkmoco.com, thinkmoco.com. And we'd love for them to come and connect with us.
Right. And also on social media, ThinkMoco, I think, is a popular hashtag. It's also the username we can look search for on Instagram or Facebook or other places.
Or LinkedIn.
All right. Fantastic. So ThinkMoco. ThinkMoco. And go from being an entrepreneur to being a champion for entrepreneurship and big business in Montgomery County, Maryland. Like our good friend here, Brad Stewart. And we'll call you Brad from now on. Brad, the business guy, who's here for the big businesses and the businesses that want to come, the businesses that are established, and of course, for all of Montgomery County. And that's what's happening in MoCo. Feel free to like, subscribe, and share this episode of What's Happening in MoCo. And before we go, we're going to give Brad, the big business guy, a chance to say anything else he'd like to add to our conversation today.
Well, I thank you, and I appreciate everyone who's listened. I really do think Montgomery County is one of the most unique places on earth for people to live, to play. I do incredibly appreciate living here in the county, and you think about being in such a almost urban, suburban environment where we're right next to the federal government. We're here with Washington, D.C., and the sort of unlimited amount of museums and resources that are there. But yet, Montgomery County has anything you could imagine. Yeah. We have an incredible park system, trail system. I run a lot, and I probably run through all those trails.
Yep.
A third of our county is an agricultural preserve. We have places like Glenstone Museum, which is one of the most beautiful places you'll ever visit. So it's really an incredibly unique place to be.
And admittedly, I'm great golf courses, great food, great people, great walkable communities. So I guess we can go on and on about the attributes of Montgomery County, Maryland, for families and for future residents, and of course for businesses that want to enhance the lives of their employees by locating somewhere that they can live their best lives. So thank you so much, Brad, for being here, And thank you for sharing great information from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening, and please subscribe.